Represent the movement of water, that's my purpose, whether on, above, or below the earth's surface. In the continuous cycle, my work's never done, cause I'm driven by energy from the sun. I travel through the sea, through the air, through the ground. You could say that water really gets around, but in fact most water's just chilling in the oceans. Only a small fraction is really in motion at any given time, but yo, that's the way it goes when we're studying the voyages of H2O. In the cycle, water changes states at various places, of three states being ice, liquid, and water. Vapor, but this cycle strays from the norm, cause through the process, water still keeps the same structural form. While other cycles involve chemical change, water may change states, but its structure stays the same. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. So when water transforms from liquid to gas and rises up into the atmosphere, that's evaporation, a process made possible by energy from the sun, also known as solar radiation. And when this water vapor in the sky reforms into liquid water droplets, that's condensation. And when this water falls back down to the earth as rain, snow, hail, and sleet, that's precipitation. Plants have their own type of evaporation through their stomata, which is called transpiration. So collectively, the term used for transpiration plus all other evaporation is evapotranspiration. Two more terms to add to your collection. The movement of water through the air is advection. And speaking of keeping it moving, understand that runoff is water flowing across the land. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground is rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground is rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle.
Yeah, that is the Water Cycle song. It's by SaveTheWater.org, and you can find out more about how you can save the water by going to SaveTheWater.org. In the studio with us today here on the Children's Hour, it's me, Katie Stone, a whole bunch of kids. We could all say hi. Hi.
Hi.
And then also our friend Erin Keck. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. And I loved hearing all about how the water comes out of our tap and where do you get it from. But the kids are full of lots and lots of questions for you.
Where does it go?
Okay, so the dirty water that goes down your drain or down your toilet goes through the sewer lines, which is another set of pipes underground, and it's carried to the wastewater treatment plant, and that's where we clean your wastewater. We clean over 50 million gallons of wastewater every single day, and that means that the poop from every single person in Albuquerque, over 600,000 people, is delivered to that facility.
That stinks.
It stinks.
Please.
What happens to the stuff you filter out of the water?
Okay, so that wastewater, when it comes to us, is comprised of three things. It's actually mostly water. So the water, once we filter that out, gets returned to the river. There's also trash, which is stuff that really shouldn't be there in the first place. And we get all kinds of funny things coming down the lines when it comes to trash. There was an older gentleman whose false teeth got flushed down the toilet.
Ew.
And he requested that we stop the treatment process that day and look for his false teeth. We get cell phones and bandages and toys and wrappers, and that stuff is all stuff that really doesn't belong there. So everybody out there can help us out by not flushing anything down your toilet except toilet paper, right, and pee and poop. But the trash just gets treated like your trash at home. We have big dump trucks that come every day and pick up our trash. 3 to 5 big dump trucks take that trash to the landfill. The only difference is our trash is covered in poop, so we have to bury it under the soil. And lastly, the sludge. That's what you guys really want to know about, right? We call poop sludge. Sludge is basically food or used to be food. So that's food that you either washed off your plates or food that's traveled through your digestive system. And the sludge eventually becomes compost that we can use as fertilizer.
Incredible. here? You're using that fertilizer here in Albuquerque?
We are on parks down in the valley. Many farmers will purchase our compost. It gets taken out to our soil amendment facility, which is out on the west side near Double Eagle Airport, and it goes through further treatment there before it gets sold to the public. Whatever we don't sell to the public is buried on our land out there at that facility.
I want to talk to you more about how you process the poop, but Madeline and Jude went with me down to the what we call the poop factory, although who knows, maybe that's in your bathroom is actually the poop factory. But this is, how do we process all that? And we went down and we watched every single stage of what was going on. And this little section of the processing is where there's a giant series of lights that are shining into the almost clean water. It's the last step. And here's how Madeline described it.
The water is clear, and I think there's a light underneath it, so it looks like really bright water.
Like a light, light color blue.
It looks exactly like cool water right here. Except that's just lights.
We're listening to the sounds of the water treatment facility and the very last pool, which is full of light, and it has this pipe that's going round and round, like aerating it. So you have all of these different pools, and this one pool that was the very last pool, it really did look like a swimming pool. It is so clean. You
yes.
would never believe that that was the water that was at the first pools. And in this two-hour tour, we started with the dirtiest of the dirty. And you just cannot believe it that it
exactly.
Gets
they
to
were
that
describing
stage.
The last step of the treatment process, which is where we pass the water under a row of ultraviolet bulbs. And the UV rays, what they do essentially, they don't kill off bacteria or viruses, but they scramble their DNA. So because they have such a short life cycle, by the time that water reaches the river, if there were any remaining viruses or bacteria in the river, they would have died off and would no longer be able to harm us. And that water does have a really beautiful, light greenish-blue color. You feel like you're in the Caribbean or the Bahamas.
Erin Keck was the educator at the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're the ones who clean our water. And you're going to hear soon about what happens to the water once it's clean. You can find a lot more about this episode, including pictures and links, at childrenshour.org. Look for water treatment. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and this is Jonathan Lithgow.
I work in the sewer. It's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slab. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along. Hey, Bruce, come on out here. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
I work down a manhole with a guy named Bruce. And we are in charge of all the refuse. He lets me go first while he holds the lid.
I'm telling you, what a sweet kid.
We sing the song of the sewer. The sewer, we sing this song. Funny thing happened to Bruce yesterday. The tide came along, he got carried away. He come up in Jersey, but it's okay now. Cause that's where he lives anyhow. We sing the song of the sewer.
We sing the song
of the sewer. We sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand.
My father, he worked in a sewer uptown. I followed his footsteps and worked my way down. That's how I began in this here industry. I just kind of fell into it. Lucky me.
The song of the sewer.
I sing
the
song
of the sewer. Shovel in hand
to keep things rolling along.
Let's start inside and do not blush. We'll think of things we should not blush. Let's start inside and do not blush. We'll think of things we should not blush. Don't flush your toys.
Iguanas too.
Don't like to travel. With your poo. Don't flush your toys, iguanas too. Don't like to travel with your poo.
Our medicine.
We didn't use. Goes in the trash.
It is trash.
Don't flush it down.
You're wasting water
for our town. If it is trash, don't flush it down. You're wasting water for our town.
Now when you're singing,
don't pour all that.
Leftover bacon,
grease or fat.
Now when you're singing,
what goes in there?
In the storm drains.
It's not cleaned
down. It flows into
the Rio Grande.
What goes in there is not cleaned down.
It flows into the Rio Grande. Pick up your trash. And your dog's poo. Or rain will lag.
Just like a scoop.
Pick up your trash and your dog's.
That's actually a song produced by the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, and Should Not Flush is the name of that. We Are Waterwise is the name of their educational CD, and I'm pretty sure any old teacher can get that.
Yes, we have a lot of resources available on our website for students, teachers, adults, anyone who's interested.
This song brought up a question here in the studio.
Do you ever get alligators?
There are no alligators in the sewer lines. That is an urban myth because there's sulfuric acid in those lines. And that is formed when hydrogen sulfide mixes with water. So nothing can breathe down there. If our operators need to go down into the big pipes, they have to wear oxygen masks. So nothing can live in those lines except Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Of course. Okay.
But they have superpowers.
So no alligators.
No alligators. But we did have an iguana and a parrot come through the lines. And since we know that nothing can live down there for long, they must have gotten in really close to our
treatment facility because they survived.
And they are now someone's pet.
Wow.
Yes.
That is like the classic fear that you're taking a bath and an alligator comes crawling up the drain.
That's not going
to
happen.
That's my classic fear, I guess. So you're tuned to the Children's Hour. We're talking to Erin Keck. She's the educator at the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. When I went there, you showed us the water coming in. It's really gross. It smells terrible. And then it goes from these giant, like almost million gallon or more tanks.
Yes.
To another million gallon or more tank, to another million. It just keeps going from tank to tank to tank.
Yes.
And then ultimately it ends up in that one that looks like the swimming pool that's so clean. What is happening at each one of these tanks that's enabling you to clean the water so well? And then You're actually putting it back in the Rio Grande. It's that
exactly.
clean. So
yes.
What happens tank to tank to tank? How does that happen?
Sure, I'd be happy to describe that. So the first thing that happens is the water passes through these big bar screens, and that's where we capture the trash. Then it sits in big grit chambers, and that's where we allow the heaviest grit to just naturally settle to the bottom. Then it gets pumped to primary clarifiers, and that's the first pool that you could really see because it was open. Those hold over 1 million gallons of water. And what's happening there is that 40% of the sludge is settling to the bottom, and we capture that sludge, which is essentially poop, right? And we send it to big digesters, which are kind of like your gut. So if you can imagine a huge stomach and intestines full of enzymes and bacteria, go ahead, ask a question.
What happens to the toilet paper?
It just gets broken down in the sludge and gets treated along with everything else. So it becomes just kind of mush there in the liquid. But the digesters have enzymes and bacteria that actually we didn't introduce. They come from your gut. So when you poop, that stuff, the bacteria and enzymes from your stomachs, travels with your poo along the sewer lines to our digesters, and we keep them at 98 degrees, just like your body temperature, so that those bacteria can continue to break down the food for us.
That's just incredible. You don't actually add bacteria?
That's right. It all comes from you. You all have trillions of bacteria in your stomachs that are doing that job for you. And so we just keep them happy so they can continue to work.
You showed us this incredible slide that was a droplet of your untreated water, I take it, or water in the process.
Yes.
And it had these critters all over it. Talk about those.
Right. So there are three more pools. So after the primary clarifiers, that water is sent to our basins, and those are aeration basins. And we have both water that has not very much oxygen in it. We call that anaerobic water. And we have water where we're bubbling in really large volumes of oxygen to create
It looks like a big fountain, and it's the most odd place in the world that you'd think a fountain would be wanted. But this air you're putting in is actually
helpful.
It's enabling these bacteria to breathe.
Right. And what's happening in these basins, I really like to think of them as the heart of the plant, because these microorganisms that thrive in those conditions are eating the remaining sludge out of the water for us. So we are just, again, providing optimal conditions for them to do their job. And we don't introduce them either. They just get carried in on little specks of dust by the wind, and then they thrive in this little micro ecosystem. So at this point, the sludge that remains in the water, there's 60% of the sludge left, and it's just dissolved in suspended solids in the water. And we were looking at a drop taken from one of those basins, and you can see this whole universe of cilia and paramecium and stalked ciliates, rotifers, and the most famous, which is the tardigrade or water bear. We were able to see one of those yesterday under the slide. And essentially all day long, these folks are just doing most of the work for us. They're eating the poop out of the water.
Why is the tardigrade poop okay poop?
Well, the tardigrade poop would just become part of the buffet, right, that these other critters can then eat. And it just goes around and around. But what happens is these guys eventually become really fat and old and heavy because they've gorged themselves all day long on this food. And they settle out and they die and they settle to the bottom. And then we pump the clean water to the next tank, which is called our final clarifier. And from there, the last step is the UV ray treatment.
And then really the final step is it goes from there and it goes out into the river.
That's right. And it's really quite something to see, I think. It's remarkable because that channel of water being emptied into the river, there's a really clear line where our clean water is mixing with the really silty, muddy water of the Rio Grande.
That's Aaron Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. We've got more coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.